Lage, ja. Sag schon, wenn ich dann jener das mal schie, wo er jener mal. Schie, schie, dann der Mann ob ich dann stab ich dann jener Butale. Zweiam Rupa Kadama, jam da dati swa, verdammte kam. Van de ham, sigur, sciuta. Padakamalam, Sigurun, Vaishnavamsa, Sri Rupam, Sagajatam, Sagana, Ragunatam, Vitam, Tam, Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Krishna, Chaitanya, Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna, Padan, Sagana, Lalita, Sri Vishakam, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Panchakalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo. Hare Krishna, today, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 32. Please repeat. Atmau pamyena sarvatra samam pasyati yorjuna sukam va yadiva dukam Sayogi paramo mata Atma upamyena sarvata Samam pasyati yorjuna Samam pasyati yorjuna Sukham va yadi va dukham Sayogi paramo mata Atma upamyena sarvatra Samam pasyati yorjuna Sukham va yadiva dukkham Sayogi paramo mata Please chant. Atma upamyena sarvatra Samam pasyati yorjuna Sukham va yadiva dukkham Sayogi paramo mata Atma upamyena sarvatra Samam pasyati yorjuna Sukham va yadiva dukkham Sayogi paramo mata. Atma upamyena sarvatra Samam pasyati yorjuna Sukham va yadiva dukkham Sayogi paramo mata. Anybody else like Mataji? Atma upamyena sarvatra Samam pasyati yojana Sukham vayati fa dukkham Sayogi paramo mata atma.
With this self.
Aupamyena. By comparison. Sarvatra. Everywhere. Samam. Equally. Pashyati. Sees. Yaha. He who. Arjuna. O Arjuna. Sukham. Happiness. Va. Or. Yadi. If. Va. Or. Dukam. Distress. Saha. Such. Yogi. A transcendentalist. Paramaha. Perfect. Mataha. Is considered. Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. He is a perfect yogi who, by comparison to his own self, sees the true equality of all beings in both their happiness and their distress. O Arjuna. Please repeat. He is a perfect yogi who, by comparison to his own self, sees the true equality of all beings in both their happiness and their distress. O Arjuna. Purport. One who is Krishna conscious is a perfect yogi. He is aware of everyone's happiness and distress by dint of his own personal experience. The cause of the distress of a living entity is forgetfulness of his relationship with God. And the cause of happiness is knowing Krishna to be the supreme enjoyer of all the activities of the human being, the proprietor of all lands and planets, and the sincerest friend of all living entities. The perfect yogi knows that the living being, who is conditioned by the modes of material nature, is subjected to the threefold material miseries due to forgetfulness of his relationship with Krishna. And because one in Krishna consciousness is happy, he tries to distribute the knowledge of Krishna everywhere. Since the perfect yogi tries to broadcast the importance of becoming Krishna conscious, he is the best philanthropist in the world, and he is the dearest servitor of the Lord. Nachatasman manushyesu kashchin me priyakritamaha. In other words, a devotee of the Lord always looks to the welfare of all living entities, and in this way he is factually the friend of everyone. He is the best yogi because he does not desire perfection in yoga for his personal benefit, but tries for others also. He does not envy his fellow living entities. Here is a contrast between a pure devotee of the Lord and a yogi interested only in his personal elevation. The yogi who has withdrawn to a secluded place in order to meditate perfectly may not be as perfect as a devotee who is trying his best to turn every man toward Krishna consciousness. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasta Chalisatarni. The verse again. He is a perfect yogi who, by comparison to his own self, sees the true equality of all beings in both their happiness and their distress. O Arjuna. Hare Krishna. So many nice flower garlands. The mercy of the Lord is distributed by our pujaris. So, we are in chapter 6 about the mind. In the beginning of the chapter, Srila Prabhupada had explained that the word Atma refers to what can it refer? You remember? You're a Sanskritist?
Atma?
Yeah, you know, huh? Wow. Yes, and then what reference? Yeah, it means self. So which self? Yeah, but then, and which of the three did Srila Prabhupada choose in this chapter? Remember, in the beginning of the chapter, in one of the purports, do you remember which of the three translations Srila Prabhupada chose to what Atma refers in this chapter? He said the mind, right? He mentioned this is about yoga, dhyana yoga, and in yoga, the mind is a central focus of attention. So this is a chapter with lots of instructions to the mind, manashiksha. So here we are. For instance, did it ever happen to you that somebody did something to you and you had very ill feelings toward that person, right? So this text is very instructive, isn't it? Because here in this text, what are we told to do? To see everybody equally, even if they are unhappy or they are happy. So envy tends to become that, to raise its hood and we do something nasty, especially when somebody does something not nice to us. Isn't it that sometimes we are confronted with such tests in life? Isn't it? So, but the text says, by comparison to one's own self, see all beings equally. So, myself, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm distressed. So others also have a right. Like, it's so nice when somebody said, after maybe he flipped out to you, I didn't have my day. All right, yeah, it gives a context, isn't it? He does apologize, but also, yeah, maybe justifies himself. I don't know, but isn't it wonderful that we can try to understand from the other side, from the other perspective? So this verse hints at this also, isn't it? By comparison to the own self, see all beings equally. It's not so easy. It's very it's the level of Brahma Bhuta, self-realization. In the 18th chapter, remember the famous shloka where samasarveshu bhuteshu, then madbhaktim labhatepa. If you can see all living entities equally, then you will be able to develop bhakti. That means when you don't identify with the mind and the body, brahma bhuta prasannatma. Prasannatma means then you're very happy. Nashochati nakanchan. You don't lament and you don't hanker. You're self-satisfied, atmarama. You're satisfied in the self. In this chapter also, we had one shloka telling this. In the end of previous chapter. One who rejoices in the self, yes? There were more things. So that is a very high level, and it's like a prerequisite for bhakti. But we already do the preliminary bhakti yoga in practice by assisting the guru. For instance, we are worshipping the deity on behalf of our guru and on behalf of the pure devotee, unqualified as we are in the conditioned state. And that will bring us automatically, it will bring us up to that level where we don't identify with the mind. So it's not that we wait till we are completely purified with the activities of Krishna consciousness, but the difference is they are in practice, and later on they will be in ecstasy and in pure love. So nectar of this devotion explains these three stages. So also this is devotional service, but it's called devotional service in practice. But the aim, we have to bear in mind always the aim, the destination is we will offer the pure offering. That means on the level of Brahma Bhuta, okay? When I'm not trying to get out something of my devotional service. I don't come with, it was quite a caricature. There was this movie, Malik, I think. Anyway, a devotional movie, is called movie. And somebody had seen the success of a religious person, material success actually. The Lord reciprocated with somebody, and then he came with a huge bag of incense, incredibly big, a lot of incense sticks, and he offered that to the Lord. And then the Lord gave him a lot of money. So, now we try, although our motivations may be mixed, we try to come up to this sama sarvesha bhuteshu or here, and this is an attempt to do this philosophically by comparison to his own self. Okay, that's what how I read this. So I'm sometimes upset. So somebody else can also be sometimes upset. So it's quite a practice, isn't it? It's quite a. We have to preach to the mind non-stop, 24/7. Otherwise, the mind will convert us into a non-devotee or keep us there. So it's very important. The mind always comes up with something new, a reason to become angry or to become disappointed or to reject somebody. So the purpose, Srila Prabhupada says that somebody who tries, even tries, to bring others nearer to Krishna is such an exalted person. More or less, he's giving the definition of a devotee in this, in along these lines. He says somebody who not only for his own benefit but also tries to help others, that's a devotee in the purport. And then he stresses, yes, it's in the end, who is trying his best. Isn't that beautiful? We may stumble, right? Not right? So that the yogi. But then he's so much more praised here by Srila Prabhupada than the self-centered transcendentalist. Both are transcendentalists. But one is mainly concerned with his own progress. He's centered around his self. He does whatever is conducive for his personal elevation. And that contrast is made here, with reference to 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that and nobody is more dear to me, never will there be anybody more dear to me than a devotee, than somebody who shares this topmost secret, rahasya, rahasyam yetat uttamam, the topmost secret of Bhagavad Gita, very confidential knowledge. And why? That was also mentioned in the text. Somebody remembers? Why, actually, does a devotee do that? Is there any good reason for him to do so? It was said, because a devotee is happy. So a devotee realizes very well the cause, I'm quoting Srila Prabhupada, the second sentence. The cause of the distress of a living entity is forgetfulness of his relationship with God. And the cause of happiness is knowing Krishna to be the supreme enjoyer of all the activities of the human being. Comma. So there is three things he's going to say. Which verse is this? Paraphrased? Right. The peace formula verse. The last verse of the fifth chapter. It's a key memory verse for Bhakti Shastis. So, three things. The cause of happiness is in three things. Okay, Krishna, he is the supreme enjoyer of all our activities, not only our, but of all living entities. And then the second, he is the proprietor, not only of America and Belgium, but of all lands and planets, and the sincerest friend of all living entities. So, not only of the humans. He also likes frogs, whatever, you name it. So three things to know for happiness. What is that? Shanti Marichati. Gyatva Mam. Shanti Marichati. Happiness. Here it said happiness. Shanti is before happiness, yes? That was also in Bhagavad Gita. How can there be any happiness if there is no peace of mind? So, like the other day in the class, in the morning class, it was mentioned, what is our problem? Prahlad Maharaj was saying, we distinguish between friends and enemies, right? So, here the opposite is said. The positive of that would be what? You see everybody equal. So, we can't be so favorably disposed towards all living entities. Krishna is the sincerest friend of all living beings. So, he's giving an example. So, we cannot be peaceful if we have enemies, if we see people as enemies. What was that? How does a devotee respond? Even somebody acts as his enemy, but he is not. He is not. Ajata, Kshatrava, Shanta, like Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yes? Somebody is ill-treating him, but he is not. He felt so bad after the war. Well, just for me to be on the throne, so many millions of people had to be killed. I'm so sinful. That was his conclusion, right? So, because he's full of, he's free from any envy, and also he doesn't aspire for any position or comfort, even not comfort. It's very uncomfortable for a kshatriya. It's impossible to live for a kshatriya without anything to rule. And that was, you remember in the Mahabharata, I won't give you enough land even to put a pin in it. Very cynical. So he's also humiliated, which is also unbearable for a kshatriya. So, and still, he felt bad after the war was fought and so many people had been killed. So, ajata kshatrava, somebody may behave as my enemy. Do we sometimes experience this, that somebody seems to behave as our enemy? Somebody seems to act inimically. Somebody seems to do something not nice at all. We don't have any experience with that, right? Oh, you have? Oh, okay. So, and then here, that we can't avoid. It's the nature of the material world, as in this wonderful class, isn't it? If you go in a forest, don't complain about mosquitoes. Yeah. So, then, but what we can change is how to respond. Responsibility, and the ability to respond. First option was blaming, right? And if you don't find anybody mortal to blame, you blame God. I like to recap this because it's so practical for life. It was in a morning class 2 days ago. It's recorded if you like. I recommend. Also then, the other option was, okay, it's my karma. So I sowed it, so now I reap it. Is it correct English? To sow? I sowed it. I have sown it. Yes? Not to sow, but to, yeah. And then, so that's the second way of responding. And the third one was, remember? Yes, it's not my karma. No, Krishna is making this arrangement for me because he loves me so much. Yes, he's teaching me something through this whole setup. You know, this person is acting, not even a blade of grass moves without the Lord's sanction. So this person, Lord is in his heart. Now, an extreme example would be somebody flies a plane into a skyscraper. Where was God that day? Some were saying, and some preacher was saying, it was right there in the heart of the pilot. So only devotees, they can discuss this, who have some thorough knowledge about how God operates, about evil in the world. Nothing happens by chance. That's a well-known fact to us. Huh? So, how do we respond? I was recapping. I'm not a very wise person. I just wanted to remind me what I heard here. Sure. This would be in a concrete conflict situation. Yeah, but it does not exclude, it's not excluded, yeah, when we have these three ways of acting. Like, taking responsibility, that would be in the category also of, my karma. Yeah, right. Even from us from the second level, when we don't blame others, from the second level onwards, so understanding something about karma, one would do such a thing. Like, in order not to make his situation worse, imagine, somebody slapped me in the face or said something nasty to me, But and then I say something even more nasty to that person. That means I'm going to be entangled for that, because I start another cycle of karma, because now I'm going to get a reaction for this. Whereas if I would have, as you said, right, karma, this was still, this can be very, still very selfish, but because it's also a little bit blaming, yeah? He mentioned also, you blame the Lord, I mean, or the laws of the Lord, I mean, or you attribute it to that. But the most noble way of responding was, no, Lord is so kind, you know, that He guides me through this situation, is teaching me, is giving me a special exercise for me to make more rapid advancement. The apologizing part is such an essential part of spiritual life. It's so much the trinada, peace, or nichana, the humility.
Yeah, but the apology part, if prior to that is to admit to yourself that you're wrong.
Of course. How can you otherwise sincerely apologize? Then it's only a show. If you say, okay, Shastra says I should apologize. Okay, I'm sorry. And go away. So it's not something superficial. You're absolutely right. So then in this purport, in other words, a devotee of the Lord always looks for the welfare of all living entities, of all living entities. So therefore, when we are very self-centered, we won't understand why is this happening to me. It's such an interwoven, complicated network, because he cares for all living entities. And there is a time factor, there is a time gap, there is a delay. We may have sown all kinds of seeds in the past and now they're coming up. So we don't see why this is happening to me. We refuse to take responsibility. But for as devotees, we try to see all living entities equally. They are just instruments in the hand of the Lord. They are not at all, they don't wish us evil. Oh, the Lord is my well-wisher, as we were reading, He's the sincerest friend. He wouldn't allow anything undue, which is not just. Injustice does not exist in the world. Everything is perfectly just. Superficially it may appear, but because we are so myopic, we have a cataract. Our vision is so much blurred by ignorance. So as soon as we see through the scriptures, Shastra Chakshus, then we get some clue of reality, how this world operates as a perfect, complete whole. The world is complete. The Upanishad, Ishapanishad, very important, it confirms. Om Purnam Adha Purnamidam. It's complete and perfect. So we need to have this confidence and see the world through the Shastra, not through our perverted mind, our imperfect mind. It's one of the senses, the sixth sense, and all the senses are imperfect. So unless we see through the scriptures, we won't have a clear picture, a correct picture. It will be a distorted picture. And that's a very important principle in spiritual life. We're giving up mental speculation. That's one of the four regulative principles. And it's the only way to get some sense of the reality. All right. So I was saying, we have to practice. Practice makes perfect, to see everybody equal, with equal vision. We compare to our own self. It was mentioned we are affected by the modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Everything is being influenced by it in the conditioned state. So we must know them for what they are. We must know they are all they are influencing everything, not only ourselves. Also, we must realize when we are influenced by these modes and try to always shift back to mode of goodness, where we can make discrimination, where we can have some discernment about how to respond intelligently to whatever happens. And in this way, we are situated very nicely for progress in spiritual life. So this chapter again and again churns this topic of controlling the mind. Without, Srila Prabhupada at least four times says throughout the purpose, Yoga without practice of, without control of the mind is a useless waste of time. So when we, that means chanting Hare Krishna, trying to give up offenses. We could summarize it like that. That's Srila Prabhupada's definition of sadhana bhakti. You chant Hare Krishna while trying to give up offenses. And in the last sentence of the prophet also, he said, he made such a transcendentalist who was withdrawn to a secluded place in order to meditate perfectly may not be as perfect as a devotee who tries his best to turn every man toward Krishna consciousness. But this is the preaching, prachar, but it's the same is applicable to the achar, who tries his best to behave saintly. Yeah. Mother Teresa said, it's not necessary that you get there, it's enough you try. Well, I don't know, I'm not taking this as an absolute statement, but there is much to it, also in Srila Prabhupada's mood, you know. Sincerity, like very sincerely, keeping trying. The Lord does not expect us to be perfect overnight. He sees the good, but then it's very important to keep on trying and to always refocus. Let's try to see each other equally, also each other. It's a challenge to live in a community. Familiarity breeds contempt. It's very dangerous to be contemptuous to devotees because it's the first offense. Be envious of a devotee. It's very dangerous because it's destroying the tender creeper of bhakti. If you have some love of God, you can crack it, lose it, and then you have to start all over. Thank you very much for listening patiently. I hope you can contribute something thoughtful, and so I can learn also from you. Thank you very much. Any questions, comments? Mataji? Hare Krishna.
I thought of like the example of Krishna and like Lord Simha. If Krishna is evil, then the same as the super nature is evil. But like Hiranyakashipu, he is as a demon. So Krishna is evil to every different entity. But while some different entity act as an enemy, Krishna will act accordingly also. So same as us. So if somebody treats us unfriendly, is it we can say that this is equal to reciprocate?
Yeah, sometimes one sannyasi is introducing this in his classes. As you surrender unto me, I will reward you accordingly. That sometimes this could be our mood, making a joke like that. Sometimes we are. When in Nectar of Devotion, the qualities of Krishna are listed, we are meant to develop those qualities. And now you think, in the same way, if Krishna acts like this, maybe we can also do. And one could go further. So I can also dance with the gopis, with other people's wives, and I can steal butter. Our instruction is Tinadapi Sunichina, Tarorapi Sunichina. So that doesn't matter if somebody treats us ill. I remember you had an Anandamacharya's instruction. So if you can't bear it, you should speak. You should discuss it if you live with that person. Otherwise, you try to tolerate. That's also very nice if you can. But not that you try and then you explode. This should be done with discrimination in an intelligent way. There is no gain to try to suppress. No, I'm very tolerant. One day you explode and you commit some harm to somebody, which is much bigger. I like this proposal very much. So the example was you sleeping in a room with somebody, and in winter time, one of the persons is like very much a fiery person, and he has the window open. So, and you can either get pneumonia, or you can also say, listen, shall we close it at night, and before we go to sleep, can we open? Something like that. Practical. Krishna consciousness is very practical. Yeah. We don't have the right to act as Krishna. That's reserved for him. Is it clear? Ah, yeah, like that.
So similarly, the father will treat them better. And for some sons, they may be very mischievous or very naughty. The father loves them the same also, actually. But it will be situation or for the sake to teach the son, he will act like angry with the son or punishment. So for us, as a devotee, of course, I mean, mentally or spiritually, we try to see all the reality before we see all the reality at the same platform, but at the same way that, for example, some people treat a better, so we should, in a reciprocation, to treat them yeah, in the same way that we affection. For some people, they will treat us more cool, and then we'll be just.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really reasonable. Yeah, it seems very logical. Yeah. Okay.
It's very simple.
But one moment, I am going to finish the class because I have an appointment somewhere. No. And then we can also have some informal discussion. You have something short? Of course, you. So, sure. Okay, I'll talk with you in private about it. This is a very interesting topic.
The requirement for the ego is very simple. If it starts from the ego, the lower ego, the false ego, then you act wrong. If it comes from yourself, then it's okay. It's as simple as that. Ask yourself, what do I do now? Am I driven by my ego?
There was only two people. You are two organized in the soul and you are both ego.
It's very simple. It's very easy. All that is concerned by emotions is a false ego because it's not pure.
There's also transcendental emotions. Yes. All right. So it's a deep topic. Thank you for all thoughtfulness. We have so much to churn. I'm sorry, I'm a little short. I have a lot to do still today, exceptionally. Otherwise, I always like to discuss as long as possible because now it seems there is no pushing yet for the kirtan. Everybody is out there. They went to Germany. Thank you very much. Kantaraj, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Prema Nandi, Hari Hari Bol.